All right, ladies, welcome to day number 7 of the Uncommon Woman Challenge. Tonight we are talking about the power of meditation. I'm still hearing a few people calling in. I'm just going to say that I would suggest that everyone, if you possibly can, to number one, be in a clean space, be in a space where no one is going to interrupt you. And if they do, that's okay. I don't want you to think that you have to be in the house by yourself or nobody can come knock on the door. Just be in a space where, even if you have to go in the bathroom, that's fine too. Just make sure that you have your candle or a battery-operated candle or something like that and a pillow. But I would suggest that everyone lay on the floor during this meditation. I'm going to go ahead and state our affirmation. Today, I will go within before I go without. I will be still and know that God is God. I take time to meditate every single day. God is talking and I am listening. Today, I will go within before I go without. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Today, I will go within before I go without. I will be still and know that God is God. I want to say that part again. I will be still and know that God is God. There is nothing else. He just is. Everything just is. Everything just is what it is. I take time to meditate every single day. God is talking and I am listening. Today, I will go within before I go without. So I would like to invite everyone to just lay back on your floor with your legs together or apart. I prefer to have my legs apart just because it represents being open. If you can lay your hands down, if you guys can put me on speakerphone or if you have earbuds, that would be great so your hands can be free. If you have any type of like jeans or belt buckles or underwire bra, I would invite you to take all of that off so you can be completely relaxed. Lay your arms flat out right next to your body with your palms facing up in an open position. Oftentimes we have our hands balled up in a closed position and wondering why we're not receiving anything in life. Everything means something. Everything represents something. So I do believe that when we always have our hands closed off, we're representing that we're closing things off in our life. So make sure that your hands are open, your palms are up in a receptive position. Close your eyes if you can. If you have glasses on, take them off. If you've got your hair tight in a ponytail, just relax. I just want you to be completely relaxed. Run your hand down your face and loosen up your eyebrows. We talked about that the other day, squinching our face, and make sure that your eyelids are soft. When we close our eyes, sometimes we close them and we squeeze them tight. Relax your eyelids and even feel them falling, feel them being relaxed. Wiggle your nose a little bit, move your mouth around a little bit just to get all the itchies out and the things that might rise up that make us want to itch our nose. Like I said, that's okay if you do. If your nose itches or if your face itches, go ahead and do that. Relax your chest. Really pay attention to your chest relaxing. Take a couple deep breaths. Pay attention to your stomach rising up and rising down or going back down as you inhale and exhale. Make sure your thighs are relaxed, your knees are relaxed, your shins are relaxed, your ankles and your feet. And in this moment, you can say this aloud or you can say this in your head, but I want you to set the intention for what you're about to do. This is so powerful. I talked about this the other night a little bit when talking about focusing. If you lost your car keys and you're looking around your house for your car keys, in that moment you're saying, car keys, car keys, car keys, because you're trying to focus, you're trying to find your car keys. So you're setting that intention and you're saying that, so you know that that's what you're looking for, and you're being present in that moment. You're going, car keys, car keys, car keys. So I want you to just simply say three times, I am meditating. I am meditating. I am meditating. And I just want you to relax and pay attention to your breath. I want you to say, you can say this out loud or you can say this in your head, I just want you to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I want you to bring into your mind what you're thankful for. There's so many things to be thankful for. We're all home. We all have a roof over our head. We're talking on this electronic, this telephone, being able to speak with people that are all over the world. None of us are laying in a hospital that I know of, and if you are, thank God that there are hospitals available to us. Express gratitude for the job that you have, even if you don't enjoy it. That job is providing you with income for you to live. That job is providing you with food, being able to be on your table. Say thank you for that. That company does not have to have you there, so you should be grateful for that. Express gratitude that each and every one of us are on this call. Most of us drove in cars today, and none of us had car accidents that I know of. Express gratitude for that. Be grateful for the things that got on your nerves today, because you have nerves for people to get on them. Some people physically can't feel themselves, so they don't have those nerve endings that we do, that we can feel, that rise up within us when someone is just upsetting us or irritating us. Express gratitude. Because when we encounter someone that irritates us, it gives us an opportunity to be who we say that we are. If we state affirmations that I am powerful, I am peaceful, I am a leader, when someone that we encounter bothers us, in that moment we have an opportunity to be that leader, that peacemaker, that uncommon woman. It's easy to be peaceful in a peaceful situation. It's easy to be kind when the person that you're encountering is kind as well. Express gratitude for the people that get on your nerves. Say thank you for the people that are loving to you. Just express gratitude for every single thing. More often than not, everything that we have in our space is everything that we asked for at one point in time in our life. We prayed for the car, we got it. Now we don't like it because it's kind of old. Express gratitude for it. And just take a couple deep breaths in the space in this gratitude. I'm going to take you through an exercise, and whatever feelings come up for you, allow them, welcome them, embrace them, express gratitude for them. I want us all to think about to go as far back as we possibly can into our childhood. For me, I can remember being in elementary school, so I'm going to start there. I want you to think about being in elementary school, being in grade school, whatever grade that you can remember. I want you to see yourself there. Whether you see yourself out on the playground, in math class, in gym, in gymnastics, I want you to see yourself there. In that moment when you were that child, what were you caring about? What were your worries? What were your concerns? Did you have any doubts? Did you have any insecurities? Depending on how we were all brought up, I know that everyone has had a different upbringing, so there very well are children in elementary schools that are concerned about the food that they're going to eat if their parents don't have food at home, and sometimes the only food they are eating is the food that they receive in school. If that was your upbringing, express gratitude for it. I want you to think about, did you ride the bus to school? Did you ride the bus home from school? Were you a latchkey kid? Take yourself back to the grade that you can remember the most. Now, I want you to go up from elementary school. I want you to go into middle school. Think about who your friends were. Think about what you used to talk about. By this time in middle school, boys aren't stinky boys anymore. They're kind of looking cute to us at this point. And if you had a boyfriend, I want you to think about that. Think about what you and your friends used to say you were going to do when you grow up. We're going to be a hairstylist, a pilot, a ballerina, a school teacher, a principal, a police officer. What did you say you wanted to be when you were in middle school? What did you believe was possible when you were in middle school? In middle school, we really weren't paying too much attention to the news. We didn't really know what was going on in the world, so our cares were less. So at that moment, during those years, everything was possible. Everything was possible in those years. And they still are, and I'm going to get to that. But everything was possible in middle school. You could see yourself there. You would pretend that you were there. Now I want you to go on to high school. High school is where a lot of who we are today was born. Who were you in high school? Who did people say that you were? At this time, people are calling you, but you've got your reputation. People are calling you by your reputation. Who were you in high school? Were you the fat girl? Were you the skinny girl? Were you the light-skinned girl? Were you the dark-skinned girl like I was? Everybody called me Blackie. Who were you in high school? What reputation did you have? I want you to think about being in high school. The parties, the clubs, the after-school activities. What did you enjoy the most in high school? What did you enjoy doing the most in high school? Who did you really believe you were in high school? Now I want us to move on to college. Or to moving out of your home, your parents' home, and now you are out into the world. Even at college, you're now out into the world. Were you afraid? Because everybody was saying, what are you going to do when you grow up? And you kind of had that pressure on you that you needed to know what you were going to be when you grew up, because everybody asks, what are you going to do when you grow up, when you're coming out of high school and going into college or going out into the world? What kind of insecurities did you have stepping out of high school? Or what kind of, where was your confidence at that time? I want you to get in touch with those late teen years. Anything is possible at this moment. Anything was possible at that time. Anything was possible. Now we're out into the world. We're in college. We're in apartments. We're in homes. And now at this moment in our late teens, early 20s, more often than not, we are living by the standards of what our parents said that we could do, of what our friends said that we can do, what our teachers, our mentors, our people in church, our pastors. We're trying to please everyone at this moment, during that time, our late teens and early 20s. Who were you trying to please? Whose standards were you living up to? Take a deep breath. I want you to think about the job that you chose to have, the career path that you chose to go in. Who said that was a good idea for you? Was it really something that you wanted to do? Or was it something that you heard was a good thing to do because it's secure? Did you have parents to tell you to get that good government job with those great benefits? The career path that you took, why did you make that decision? I want you to think about why you made the decision to go into the career that you went into. And I want you to come to this moment, to whatever age, whatever stage that you're in now. And I want you to think about what got you to this point. Was it, did you get to this point by your own intuition? Or are you still living the life that someone else told you would be a good fit for you? Are you doing what you feel comes easy and natural to you? Or are you doing what's paying the bills? There is a difference. Now that you've got your reason, or your reason of why you chose your career path up until this point, and the reason why you do the things that you do, why you took the career path that you took, whether it be through your own intuition or because other people said that it would be a good fit for you. Now I want you to think about your natural gifts and talents. Those things that come so easy for you, whether it be sewing, cooking, cleaning, doing hair, speaking, listening, dancing, teaching, mentoring. And I want you to see yourself doing that. There is no fear, there is no doubt, there is no insecurity. You are in that moment. Bold, confident, clear, secure, on purpose, intentional, direct, happy, peaceful, excited, what are you doing? What is it that you do that comes so easy for you? Where are you right now? I want you to focus on doing that thing that comes so easy to you. That way back when you were in elementary school and in middle school and in high school, you used to dream about doing that thing. Then life started to happen. Then we started paying attention to the opinions of other people. But you're bold, you're confident, you're an uncommon woman, you are secure, you're clear, you're on purpose, you're intentional. You're doing what it is that you're called to do in this moment. See yourself doing that. Who's with you? Who are your friends? Who's cheering you on? What location are you in? What part of the world are you in? Put yourself where you see yourself in your mind in this moment and just relax and take some deep breaths. You're confident. You're clear. You know your purpose. You're confident in your purpose. You have a very, very, very strong relationship with the creator of the universe. And because of that, you stand tall and firm doing what it is that you are called to do. You have no issues, no drama, no negativity going on in your life. You're drama-free, you're carefree. You're actively doing the very thing that God called you to do. You don't question it. You move on it. You're excited about it. You're grateful for it. It's something that you get to do every single day. And you get compensated for it. For that thing that you were created to do, people pay you to do that. Think about how that feels. And if that is something that you are already doing, think about increasing it. Think about it being at the next level. Your business is going great. Your business is increasing. Your career is going great. It's increasing. You're getting promotions left and right. You're getting recognized for the things that you do, for your skills, your gifts, your talents, your abilities. Express gratitude for that because you're so thankful that you were chosen to do the assignment that's on your life. If you are unclear what that assignment is, just affirm, I know what my purpose is. I know what my purpose is. I have clarity on exactly what I am supposed to be doing in this world. Every single day I wake up and I get to do that thing that I was called to do. Now I want you to imagine completely levitating, not physically, but I want you to think about mentally levitating over your whole entire house, your outside of your bedroom or wherever you are. You're now looking down on yourself. You're looking down on yourself, and I want you to keep going up. You're above your home. You're able to see from literally a bird's eye view. And I want you to think about even going higher than that. I want you to think about going really, really high to where you can see your whole entire neighborhood. Go higher than that. You can even see the next cities and towns that are closest to you. And I just want you to take a look around. And I want you to see how small things are from this view. Your home is small. The city is small. The cars are tiny. And you're looking at everything from that point of view. I just want you to sit with that for a couple seconds, looking at the world at a bird's eye view. When you are able to do this, to look at things from this level, you are able to no longer have those days where you can say today was a bad day or today was quote-unquote one of those days. Because from this point of view, you can see that everything is going to work out. So if you are in the moment and you say today was one of those days or today was a bad day, you're looking at it from a level that you cannot see the totality of what's going on. So looking at it from a bird's eye view, you know that all of our days, they're all running together. Time really is an illusion. So all of our days are just running together. Scripture even tells us that one day is 1,000 years in the eyes of God. That's a long time. That's a long time. So when you're able to look at your life in this panoramic view in this way, you can see that things are working out. Things are going to work out because you're seeing it from a different level, a different perspective. And I just want you to think about that for a couple moments, about things that you worried about in your past, and they worked out. And how long did you worry about it? How many days, hours, weeks, months, sometimes even years did you concern yourself with something that literally worked itself out? And after it was over, you wiped your brow and you were like, whew, that wasn't that bad. When you're able to look at your life from this bird's eye view, you will always be able to say that, even in the midst of your storm. You will be able to recognize and be conscious of the fact that this too shall pass. Now I want you to come back home, come back home, get your head out of the clouds, literally. And I just want you to start to wiggle your feet, move your feet back and forth, wake your body up, move your ankles, your calves, your knees, your legs, just move them around. If they feel stiff, just move them around, move your fingertips, wiggle your fingertips. And I want you to put your hand over your heart. And I want you to feel your heart beating. And I want you to realize, recognize, and be conscious of the fact that you are not beating your own heart. I am not beating your heart. Your heart is beating, and you're not doing anything to contribute to that. I want this to be a symbol that everything is going to be okay. The main part of your body that you need in order to be alive and to function is functioning without your doing. You have no hand in this. Now, we do have a hand in keeping it healthy, but you have no hand in it beating right now. I want this to symbolize that everything is going to be okay. Everything is under control. Always, at all times. As long as your heart is beating, everything is going to be okay. Now, if you can sit up, open up your eyes, and just express gratitude in your own way, however you express gratitude. I'm going to take about 30 seconds of being quiet, and then I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. All right, ladies, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. All right, ladies, anybody have any questions? Everybody awake? Anybody have any questions or want to share anything before we end on tonight? No questions, no comments. Okay, so our homework assignment for tonight is simply to answer the questions that are in your journal and to write your five things that you are grateful for that happened for you on today. And I will see each and every one of you tomorrow night, same time, same place. Good night.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.